Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Luce Trails and Tales, made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. More information about well, you might have missed the sale today. 31,350 head were offered. More cattle available on the country page every single day. Find your rep, SuperiorLivestock.com. The All American Beef Battalion continuing to say thank you to our nation's soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, and coast guardians, only with your assistance. And you do that at steaksfortroops.com, and my favorite destination in the nation will always and ever be Jim Carlson. Do you know what it is, by the way?
Do I know what it is?
Were you listening? Were you listening to the question, Jim?
You know, I had that same problem in school and with my mother.
My favorite destination in the nation, Medora, North Dakota, on the web, MedoraND.com. But I would have expected you to say Dodge City, Kansas.
Dodge City, Kansas.
Yeah. Who wouldn't call Dodge City their favorite destination in the nation? That's where we are going to be next week, and I am suggesting today that y'all join us in Dodge City. Jim Carlson is coordinating executive director of the Kansas Natural Resource Coalition, and we got a little gathering planned next week. Is that what you're telling me?
We do, Trent, a conference. We're putting on a conference, and it's called the Bringing Decision-Making Home Conference.
Home to the local level, right out of my playbook of what I've been preaching for the last 5 years.
Yes, and we're pretty excited about this. The Kansas Natural Resource Coalition is a coalition of county governments, both rural and urban, who have come together in a coalition to effect, monitor, and become involved in the natural resource public policy arena. And so what that is, Trent, in simple language, is we're taking back our prerogatives and our rights to engage agencies, state and federal agencies, in natural resource discussions.
I'm really perplexed, and in fact, I've had a very scattered week, Jim, I'll just tell you. So I think I got my column submitted to the High Plains Journal, but if it comes out next week, it's going to be well-timed because I'm continually running into these people, and it really kind of all came to a head last week for me when my Senator Deb Fisher from Nebraska held a town hall meeting in Kearney, Nebraska, and I saw all of these people stand up literally scared to death. I mean, they have convinced themselves that Scott Pruitt is the worst thing that could have ever happened to the future of this country from an environmental health standpoint, and he is going to bring about the most polluted water, air, and land we've ever seen. We have the healthiest environment we've ever had, despite the U.S. EPA. And furthermore, here's what gets left out of the equation and how I'm leading into what we're going to talk about. We still have, every state has a set of standards that are more than adequate, above and beyond adequate, for protecting all of the environment. And then you bring it back to the people that live in the county, which is what we're going to talk about in Dodge City next week. Why would anybody want to contribute to pollution? But, Jim, I'm telling you, I'm running into people who honestly believe that it's just, what's the word I'm looking for, that, like, you see a future with just completely obliterated environment. How do we get to that point, and how do we fix it?
Well, I think we have a couple of problems, Trent. Is one, we have folks that are listening to the mainstream media that's death and destruction and pollution and those kinds of things. But the truth of the matter is, and this is, I'm going to say something positive about the Environmental Protection Agency, is that our water is so much more cleaner than the 1970s. I mean, many of your listeners may remember the Cuyahoga River burning in Ohio and all of those kinds of things. So what we have, I think, is we have standards that have been implemented by industry and agriculture and a number of other folks that are doing business, and they've got the message. And the message is that these regulations, we do need to look after the environment, and we do need to be good stewards, care and about care and feeding of what we do. And so now the assumption, the undergirding assumption in the environmental rules and such like that, and the what you're talking about there, Trent, with the perception at the town hall meetings is this, is that people need oversight, that we're not personally responsible for our own actions. And I think they translate that to corporations, and they see corporations as a bad actor. But the truth of the matter is that corporations have gotten the message, and by and large, they're doing things correctly. And so the question becomes, do we want corporations that, do we want government to overlap and to oversee and monitor, or do we want to be personally responsible for our own actions?
And the theme is that we will continue, the theme for our meeting next week is that we will continue to be responsible not only for our actions, but making sure that those decisions are made as local as possible. And too many times, the county officials don't realize they hold the authority, they've been forfeiting it to Topeka or D.C.
Well, I think what, yes. I mean, let's, the simple answer is yes. The Bringing Decision-Making Home conference, what we're doing there, Trent, is we're just alerting county commissioners and folks of what their rightful prerogatives are. But more importantly, I think, is and this is on the national scene, Trent, is that the government is changing now, and people are asking the questions, and they're saying, listen, we can make better decisions close to home. And truth of the matter is that's the system that the founding fathers set up. Mm-hmm. There are 3,000 some odd counties, I think 3,028, it depends on who you talk to. And the way those are taxing authorities with police power. And so what's happened over time is county commissioners have either forgotten or been trained out of the fact that they are the firewall between state and federal government and the people. And so what we're doing is educating the public, we're educating people that decision making belongs close to home. Now, on the national level, we have a president that is pushing, Trent, that is pushing down to the state and local level decision making. There last week, for example, there was an executive order on March 13th, and that was Executive Order 13781. And basically, what that EO does, Trent, is that he's proposing to reorganize the executive branch of the government and eliminate redundant agencies. And so we're going to talk about that. But more importantly, is there's a philosophical change happening in America, and the people have put this president in place. And I'm not necessarily putting a plug in for the president, but what I am saying is that people now are realizing that, hey, we want decision-making to be brought closer to home. And so what our organization does is it educates and empowers and trains people on their rights. And we're dusting off the old book of the law is what we're doing.
So before we run out of time, and we've got, just so you know, Jim, we've got about 4 minutes. Is this open to anyone? They can come to Dodge City next week, and how do they go about getting more information?
It is open to anyone, the public. It will be held on Wednesday. That will be Wednesday, March 29th, and that's at United Wireless Arena. And they can certainly contact me to register 620-260-9169. There's a cost for it. It's $120. And we serve lunch, so that's usually palatable. But what we will have is right now, with Trent, we've got speakers from all over the nation. We've got signups from 12 states. And we're going to be – this isn't just an informational conference. On Thursday, we're going to have a think tank. And you and I will talk more about that, but where we're going to have input. And so we have some of the finest minds in the nation. who will be talking about land use policy, distinctions between federal, state, and local authorities. Good stuff. Kansas Natural Resource Coalition, you can learn more at knrc.org is our website.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure that people understand that this is a Kansas National Resource Coalition, but it's not specific to Kansas. I mean, other states can probably pop up and do the similar type thing, but anybody in any state can come and be a part of this conference.
Well, and we really recommend, particularly folks from ag, we recommend commissioners, people who are publicly elected. You're going to hear things, you're going to hear stories about land use, but you're also going to hear presentations of how to, it's a house too in a sense, how to bring decision making back in a proper way. And I should say that. I should say reformation, mm-hmm. Treating others and including federal and state authorities with dignity and respect.
Do you have something going on in Minnesota along these lines?
We do. We've been invited into Minnesota. A group of agricultural interests kind of brought us in, and we're going to replicate the KNRC model in Minnesota. We're already on the ground, and we're going to be analyzing the buffer rule in Minnesota and then coming out and putting out an analysis. But the buffer rule is a statutory problem that we think bears not only scrutiny but public discussion.
So maybe next week when we actually get to Dodge City, we can sit down and talk more about Minnesota, huh?
I would like that.
Because the truth of the matter is this is happening in every single state, and it's about bringing the authority back home, bringing the decision-making back to where the authority has always been, I should say. All right, Jim, one final time, the website about Kansas National Resource Coalition, natural,
but we hope to be national.
Yeah. What's the website again? One more time.
https://knrc.org.
knrc.org. And it's happening on the streets of Dodge City. Get into Dodge. Everybody always says get out of Dodge. I was trying to play on words. Jim Carlson, thank you much. See you next week. Loose Trails and Tales. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm.